Check.
You gotta wait a second after you hit record, and then you hit play.
Nice.
I'm gonna get the dog out of here.
You wait until the record turns red, and then you hit play. Welcome to Listen. This is...
Listen Up with Sergi and Mr. Pusikov.
This is... You are listening to the Mediterranean podcast. No. You are listening to the worst part of the world podcast.
I am going to get me some pussy, man.
This is a podcast produced by the cultures that only had seas. They were not exposed to the beautiful the life-giving Atlantic, the ocean that created culture.
Beautiful, man.
And it's an inverse component, the Pacific, which creates culture, but it's sort of a mirror image of the Atlantic one.
I disagree.
What do you mean?
I think...
You're wrong.
No, I disagree.
You're wrong! Welcome to Cumtown! Welcome to Cumtown.
Welcome to Cumtown.
The show that never ends.
This is the show that never ends.
Unless we get some absurd amount of money.
Unless.
Yeah. And then I will
one of us.
Buy a giant garage in Gowanus and use it to make one like a killdozer like that guy. And then go to war with
the
state. The
state. Mm-hmm.
This is the show that never ends until we have a reasonable amount of money to fund a war against the government.
That's right.
I would love to take up arms against the government with my brethren.
Mm-hmm. What would the first target of your war be? What's the most unjust part of the federal government to you?
I don't know. I really, she's not even part of the government. But
this is our last. This is our last episode before the election.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Whoa,
oh,
we got
shit.
We got the weekend's episode, but we already recorded
that. Yeah. This is the last one before the election.
Damn. Our last one.
And Cumtown officially endorses Michael Bublé.
No, everyone voted
for the Nobel Prize in singing.
Everyone voted Frank Penis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's a couple of things that kind of swung me in the Biden direction recently.
Okay, I'm listening.
Let's hear it.
One. Using Amtrak.
Right. Using Amtrak. Loves Amtrak.
Loves the trains.
Yep.
We should have known.
Two, Donald Trump is trying to defund Amtrak.
Uh-oh. For real?
Yeah.
Fuck that, dude.
Biden wants to expand
it. You know what?
You know what I want to do?
Now he's gone too far.
Completely defund the post office and replace the post office with Amtrak.
Mm.
Imagine a train bringing mail to everyone's house.
Yeah. That would be great.
Just lay down tracks on the sidewalk.
Everywhere. Every single street.
And people they're thinking like, well, isn't that dangerous? What about kids playing out on the street? Fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Fuck choo-choo them.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to radically expand. You can take an Amtrak everywhere.
You're telling me those kids won't be excited when the mail train comes?
Amtrak has its problems, but if anything, it needs even more money.
Yes.
And what we need to do is any governor or state or local level government that gets in Amtrak's way, immediately... Everyone in that executive office is executed.
Yep.
By train.
They get tied up
and
thrown on the tracks like a silent movie.
Larry Hogan wants to complain about maglev trains, you know, just cutting
we'll
up
grab
his state.
By his fat little fucking neck pussy.
We're putting his little watermelon head in a hippo's mouth.
That's right.
And crushing it.
We're going to be like, hey, Larry, guess what? You get cancer again.
Yeah.
Nice try. Good luck going 2 for 2, bitch.
Sounding like a cartoon pig that sells sausages at a gas station. Cool name.
You know what he did? You know what how he's voting for president? He literally he wrote in Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, what a gay lord.
What a fucking loser.
Mm-hmm. I want to have diarrhea in his mouth.
Yeah.
I think he wants to run.
You're a bitch, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
You think he wants to run for president?
He thinks that he, Larry, fat Larry Hogan, can be president.
No chance.
But it's the fatal flaw of not understanding that the rest of the country hates Maryland.
Right.
They either don't know about Maryland
not a popular state.
You're absolutely correct.
Maryland is the worst state. It produces the shittiest people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Across the board.
I don't know. I know two fine gentlemen from Maryland.
Well,
that's true.
Look, Stav's from Greece and I'm from the internet. That's the difference.
That's true. That is true.
I'm an immigrant. That is true. I'm not from Maryland. I am from Greek town.
I am neuroatypical.
That's right. Yeah. That's true. Because you go to North Maryland, they're fucking brutal. You like fucking, you know.
D.C. suburbs.
D.C. suburbs, horrible.
Yeah.
The whole state is different.
Bethesda sucks.
There's a whole state is
Eastern Shore.
Eastern Shore sucks dick. One of the worst beaches. It's fine because it's like what that's what we have, but you got that, objectively it sucks.
You have that beach with the horses.
Assateague Island.
The thing is,
Assateague Island is cool.
The state's like, there once. The state's liberal in most part. The middle of it. The middle cut up 95. That's all liberal.
Yeah, Baltimore. Yeah.
Right? DC. But they're. There's none of the fun aspects of being a liberal. We're like California, where they're like, let's like all smoke weed.
Everyone and smokes weed.
Everyone's chill. It's like, let's be liberal, but then also be uptight fucking assholes. You know?
And get stabbed.
Right.
You can get crack.
Okay.
In most places.
But that's not, it's not like, it's not like peace and love, crack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on, share the pipe.
How's the crack these days?
I have, well, I will say, unfortunately, Greektown, they seem to have to be, no pun intended, cracking down.
Oh, no.
And there's, it seems harder to get crack in my neighborhood than it was when I was a teenager.
I was told that the drugs are bad right now because of the COVID, they shut down borders or whatever.
Get it out of the way. If you want to get crack, you can check it out at cum.town.
Yep.
You can go,
I'm now selling crack.
You can also go to stubby.biz, where I'm also selling crack.
You can also go to patreon.com/cumtown.
That's right.
To buy crack for us.
That's true.
I'm selling like a CBD style crack.
I'll say this.
The amount of messages I get of like people that want to be on the show, but they want to be on the show in the way that people used to be on like Opie and Anthony, where it's like, I can come on, dude. You can slip me drugs and staple my balls to. Like, it's like I don't want to do. I don't want to hurt you,
dude. I'll bring my retarded brother on, dude. We'll get him horny.
like we'll I'm just dying.
Bitches of tits.
Like I'm just dying, dude. Like conduct medieval torture on somebody. You can come in and put a pyramid into my anus.
You can fuck slowly my parents.
Slowly spread my anus open using chains and a chair with a pyramid in the seat.
Wow. It's that pretty brutal. Cool.
That would be fucking awesome, bro.
That's what the Proud Boys do. You have to name cereals, right? You just name cereals while they
beat punch off on you.
They whack your body with... I think like socks with padlocks in it or something.
What?
The Proud Boys do that?
Those motherfuckers just want to be in the Skull and Bones so bad. Sorry, bitch. You'll never be as... you'll never have as much sauce as...
Yeah, but I don't
sorry,
think
you're
Herbert
not,
Walker...
You're
the,
not
guys
white
in
this,
the guys in the Skull and Bones aren't even in the Skull and Bones.
No, apparently the Skull they don't and get Bones that. Is
they,
pretty gay.
That's not their name. You don't get to have that name. I'm sorry.
It's cool.
You're a bunch of fags.
Yeah.
But you could be the Dead Poets Society.
That's
you are not going to be the fucking Skull and Bones.
It's such a cool name.
Yeah,
it is. Fucking
it's one
cool.
of the coolest names.
Well, what
welcome
those guys
to the
can
Bart
hope
Simpson
for.
Club of being the guy from the Rage Against the Machine album and set
right.
himself on fire.
That's right.
That's my secret society.
The Bart from Simpson what I, Club.
What, the Bart Simpson Club
from
of
the guy
who
set himself on fire for Rage Against the Machine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Those are their forces. Suck my dick and fuck pussy.
That guy was a real ass dude of the week for sure.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. That's you know what? I like that song because I can relate to that line.
Because I said that to my mom.
I wonder if anybody else when I feel like I listen to that and I feel like he's speaking directly to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he took the words out of my mouth, dude.
Yep.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. I've never like heard it expressed
thought that
so succinctly in such precise and prosodic terms.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, man? I'm gonna go ahead and say it.
Yeah.
Suck my dick, government! The government is fucking gay! The bank can suck my motherfucking dick, and the government can just eat my fucking ass, and I will shit into the bank's mouth. Tim Apple, you can suck my fucking cock!
Rage Against the Machine 2.
That sounds awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
I would love that.
Get a rap rock group.
We should start a rap rock.
Remember slavery? That was fucked up. But guess what? It's still going on. It's called fucking debit accounts with a fee. Fuck you, bank.
Yeah.
Suck my dick.
I'm gonna say this. Audio. I like the Audio Slave better.
Ooh.
Oh, no. That's pretty brutal, dude.
I remember, because I used to love Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, for
sure. I was
a
huge Rage Against the Machine fan. And then
Cornell's vocals are too fucking slow.
When Renegades of Funk came out, it was just an album of covers. It was like, what the why did you even release this?
Yeah.
It pissed me off.
Sorry, man.
And then they broke up immediately after.
Yep, and then Audioslave.
Yeah.
I'll suck on your dick.
Kind of an offensive
like
name.
Like a thorn. Mm-hmm.
It's sort of a slap in the face to Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, that's who it's offensive.
Yeah, it's like, we got most of the guys from Rage Against the Machine and Chris Cornell, and we're starting a band called The Music. Boop. and that's mainly why Rage Against the Machine broke up, because we pitched the idea of a side project to Zach De La Roca.
N-word.
And he was like, I've spent my entire life trying to free black people through skateboarding
through
and graffiti.
Having dreads.
You have no idea that I've perfected an idea of black liberation via Skechers commercials. and you're destroying it by teaming up with Chris Cornell and forming a band called Audio Slave.
It is weird, but I will say some bangers on there.
Yeah. And I fuck into my ass and mouth.
I fuck on your ass like I'm gay, but I'm straight.
Godsmack.
Sully.
I can't remember. I was doing some podcast and they had fucking that I Stand Alone song. Like either his intro music or something.
It had to be
Lewis was just so getting so into it. This is the most Lewis moment.
He loves the smack.
He was like just, Stand Alone.
That's so funny. That
just
is
getting
so
pumped
funny.
to go to a custody trial.
Yeah, I miss Lewis, but it's like I don't want to do any more podcasting other than this show.
Yeah,
that's the only context. Which I've hung out with the first time I ever met Lewis, we hung out.
Yeah.
And then since then, it's just been we were doing blow in the bathroom at the old stand.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. Because we weren't even friends. He was like, hey, do you want to do some cocaine? I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And we became pals.
Right.
But yeah, I haven't nobody initiates anything other than Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby the initiator.
Bobby
That's
is
what
the
they
initiator.
Call him.
He certainly is the initiator.
That's what they called him back in Boston.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they call him the initiator.
Because,
it could be a bunch of guys in the room and nobody wants to say it. And then Bobby would come in and be like, fellas, let's just suck each other's cocks, right? Let's just get down to business and suck each other's cocks.
You're
always initiator.
And we say, I wasn't going to say it, but since you brought it up,
I mean,
it sounds fucking gay, but if you insist, I'm not trying to...
Jason Statham movie, The Initiator.
The Initiator.
It's the guy who makes everyone have gay sex with him.
I kidnap Chinese people. I'm just going to throw it out there. What if we put Chinese people in boxes? I got a Chinese guy in the trunk of my BMW, and I'm taking him to a transporter. That's the point of the movie.
To be clear,
I transport things, but then there's a surprise twist, is that the movie's also about transporters, meaning cargo boxes, that's been filled with Chinese people.
Yeah, that's
the
song.
Oh, by
there.
The way, I do karate. I do karate in the movie. And I'm gay. And also, I'm fucking gay. Oh, yeah, one more thing. One more thing. I get buggered in the ass. It's one of the bad guys. It's a candelabra. And I put all four of the candle holders in my ass. And I take it from, I break his wrists in my ass.
Yeah, hell yeah. There's not enough putting things in your ass for defensive purposes in movies.
Who invited this guy to be part of the Fast and the Furious? Fast and Furious 7 here, Barack Obama. A lot of people thought it was Dwayne Johnson in the movie, but I guess that's not coming out today.
I thought you were doing Dwayne.
I was trying to. Sometimes you end up somewhere else. You can't You can't just be Dwayne Rock Johnson. Sometimes you got to be Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. Let me be clear.
Let me be clear.
My dick, it cannot get hard.
It can't get hard. It's very small. Also, I'm on the transporter.
I'm the transporter.
I've got it. Back Air Force One, we had a bunch of Chinese people.
Chock full of Chinese people.
You turn them into slaves.
Well, I'm gay.
I don't know what they were doing back there.
Okay. And my name is...
What was the premise of the transporter also that they were... What were they doing with those Chinese people?
I've never seen it.
You haven't?
No.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, he has to, he's a driver and he transports things. Yeah.
I thought it was like,
he's the best of the
best. One time he looks in the trunk and it's a Chinese girl. And then she's like, my family have been the kidnapped coup. And he's like,
what do you mean, your family? I didn't think you people had families. I thought you came out of eggs. Like a termite or some kind of ant. Yeah. I thought you was like bees. You
procreated.
So it's like, so
they
it's
told
like
us
rush
in
hour?
School they explained the birds and the bees. And birds are horse. And bees are Chinese people. At least that was my understanding. I was too busy doing karate to focus on my studies.
I'm so. What was the birds, the bees? The bees have cocks?
It's the conversation about sex.
I know, but how the fuck does that even make sense?
Well, I think it's just a euphemism.
But what do the what do you tell a kid? I've never had that conversation.
It's that birds have sex to have kids, and bees have sex to have kids. Although, I don't know. If
I
bees...
thought the bees fucked the birds.
I'm never going to tell my kid about sex. If they ask, I'd be like, you're never going to get fucking laid.
Fucking loser, shut up.
You're
like, let me tell you right now, you will never get any pussy. Don't even worry about it,
dude.
You
chill.
Just fucking
just quit.
Just pick up a hobby. Yeah. Get good at posting.
You want to come out here in the garage? I'll teach you a martial art I've been kind of working on the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
That's how I got your mom to leave. Is using it on her.
Yeah, people said she was too mentally ill to ever leave me. Well,
yeah, it's called Diane Fuck Off. It's a Vietnamese style of kickboxing.
The art of dying alone. Vietnamese.
Diane Fuck Off.
Diane Fuck Yo.
Diane Fuck Off.
Diane, no, get go.
It's called Fuck All the Money.
Fuck You, No Pay. Mm-hmm. Something like that. There's a lot of different variations. The point is, you won't be getting any pussy, so you might as well learn how to do a fucking flying armbar.
Yeah, how about I just buy you some models?
I'll buy you a fleshlight, and I'll get you Pornhub Premium, and you can really start beating off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but forget about
Dad.
Getting
what's
pussy.
X? What's that? You want to spend the entire week at Grandpa's house? No. Okay. See ya. Here's the keys. I'm 13. Homer Simpson Mullen, you get in the car right now and drive.
And
Homer
drive.
Hunter Biden Simpson Mullen, you listen to me when I am demanding that you do something.
Drive to your grandfather's
house. To your grandfather's house and tell him I am drunk. Tell him you asked what sex is and that I am trashed.
Yeah, you're probably going to have a really gay sex talk, Adam.
With the cats in my anus and the silver spoon, a little boy shoved
I'm going to be way too descriptive. Just like my father before me.
You're going to have a daughter and you're going to be like, you should have as much sex as you can with Hillary wanted, whatever. And then she's going to do it, but do it too much. And then be like, my dad made me a whore. And you're like, I tried to do the opposite.
Yep.
I tried to use reverse psychology on her. Because if your dad tells you not to fuck, then you're going to fuck a bunch of guys.
Yep.
So I'm going to be like, hey, you should be a slut.
And she's going to fuck so much, she's going to fuck. Her pussy's going to get fucked up.
Hey, let the tits, what do they say? The...
Let the good times roll.
Let the good times
Let the
roll.
Good times roll.
Yeah, this is what if my son asks about sex, I'm just going to put that song on. And just close my eyes and slowly shake my head back and forth. We ask follow-up questions. Let the good times roll.
Who sings that?
I don't know.
The sucking dicks.
I'll be like, look, ask me later. I'm on ketamine.
That's such a kind of guy that like gets really into
Let the good times roll.
Is it the Cars?
Yeah, it's like the Cars or ELO or one of those.
Not ELO. I don't
know. Todd Rundgren featuring another guy who did like probably didn't get any the pussy
cars.
From music.
The Cars, thank Stop. You very much. Another How swish. About that? Swish.
That guy
gets pussy.
He was an ugly guy with a hot wife.
And I actually fucked his wife, which a lot
using
of people don't
Blue
know.
Chew.
The yes, you
the
did.
Pill from the future today. Mm. Yeah. The Dippin' Dots of Dickens.
Of getting your dick hard.
Dickin' rocks.
Rock hard cocks. The Dippin' Dots of rock hard cocks.
When I opened Dippin' Dots here in America, I said, if there was only a pill I could take to make my penis hard, I would not have to eat future ice cream.
Well, good news, my friend, because how about this? Whomp?
Oh, my God.
And look at your penis now.
It's still small, but it is erect.
That's right. We didn't say we're going to make it bigger. And that's something crucial, guys, because I remember when I first took a couple Blue Chews, I thought the more I took, the bigger my dick would get.
I made that mistake also.
Mm-hmm. And it's not, it turns out, no, you will just, your dick will get very hard, but you will also have a bad headache.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You got to take them until you have the headache.
Well, that's when you know it works.
Yeah.
Because you get the blood in your head, you get
it's
the
kinda,
blood in your dick.
It's like how they tell you to use the faucet when you're a dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
As everyone who's been on this or listens to the show has been employed as a dishwasher
at one
point in life, probably.
Right, mm-hmm. If not currently.
They tell you turn the water hot as you can,
mm-hmm.
and then until you turn it hot on your hand until it burns your hand.
Until you see bone.
Until it burns your hand, then you back it off a little bit.
Right.
And Blue Chew works the same way. You keep popping those pills until your eyes start to, you see, like mm-hmm. Around the corners, it starts to turn black
yes.
a little bit.
And you can feel your pulse. You can really are aware of your pulse.
You can hear your
pulse. And a woman comes
pulse.
Over and you're like, oh, do you want to have some?
You need a snorkel to eat pussy.
Because
your
sex.
Capillaries are so fucking.
Yeah, no, I feel really good. I feel just. I know my head is red, but just take off my pants and look. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah. No, I can't move my joints.
You're just gonna have to ride
it. You're just gonna have to suck my penis.
But look how hard
you're just gonna have to suck on my penis because. That's a Bill Cosby.
Bill
took too
Cosby,
many Blue Chews.
That's right.
I feel pretty good. And I said, you know what? I took the pill, backed off, and I had an extra pill. I gave it to the lady like a gentleman would. And now they're saying that's rape.
It's true, folks. Blue Chew has a narcotic effect on
that's
women.
That's the thing. That's what sets Blue Chew apart, is that it's the only dick pill that also, if a woman takes it, she goes unconscious.
That is
and
not true. And
can't remember
not.
The last
Blue
24
Chew doesn't
hours.
Want us to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But it will make your dick hard. And it's, listen.
Hey, Blue Chew, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
Blue Chew, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
Blue Chew sounds like a fucking bank.
That's right.
Sounds like Blue Cross Blue Shield.
A well-known bank.
I think banks and healthcare, same kind of stuff to me.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank Adbuster's here.
Mm-hmm.
You ever consider that banks are fucking the same thing?
Yes.
That's sick.
Yeah. Join me and Zach DeLaRocca as we free Chinese people from cargo containers.
That's right, put there by Jason Statham.
Jason Statham. I'm Jason Statham, and welcome to Chinese Aid. It's my 3-day music festival to help out. I learned about the Chinese.
The Chinese.
When I was doing a transport.
And it's sponsored by Blue Chew.
And we're saving up money to get them regular eyes. We're buying glasses. We got to buy glasses and Blue Chew for that.
That's right, Jason. Liz, let's focus on their cocks, not their eyes.
Let me ask you this. If the Chinese take a Blue Chew, do they turn green?
No.
Oh, that's rude.
According to color theory.
That's a rude joke.
That's not Jason. It's, if you eat ketchup, do you
being
turn
rude
pink?
Is part of the British.
Do you eat? Do you turn pink? If you
do
eat
you turn
ketchup,
peach. If yeah.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Now show us your penis, Jason.
I went bald from eating popsicles.
If a black guy,
I went bald from eating Chinese food. I went one time, got General Tso's chicken.
Uh-huh.
4 years later, all my hair fell out.
Wow, that's fucked up, dude. But
so now all I want is a little bit of revenge.
So you're turning their eyes regular.
So I'm recommending
and making their dicks hard.
Blue Chew. Yeah. That I've lost. This, I've lost where my thread here. I don't,
well,
to be quite honest with you, I don't remember.
Another
which way it was going.
Well, the one thing to remember is if your dick can't get hard because you're too fat, or you're secretly gay,
uh-huh.
or you're just not a very you have low T.
I have any all of three of those problems.
Any of those, and then good news. Because we, the three of us, know for a fact it solves uh-huh. those problems.
And also, it's unconfirmed, but I'm just looking at my friend Stavros over here and his full
my
head of hair.
Is hard.
That it doctors.
That's true.
Doctors have not said or denied this, but it does function as a cure to combat male pattern.
That is true. I have been doing an licensed, unsubstantiated, non-scientific study.
Yeah.
And I have been taking Blue Chews and my hair has grown back.
Yeah.
And you can tell I have a beautiful, completely full head of hair.
Yeah.
My hair keeps growing from the Blue Chews. I have to get it cut.
Mm. Yeah. You also look like you've gained maybe 100 pounds, too. Yeah, which is, but it's healthy weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's healthy
sure.
weight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's old man strength.
Yeah. Right.
It's old
exactly.
man strength.
Bulk.
Yeah.
So. The important thing is to go to fucking bluechew.com.
I love that old man strength is measured in, like, carrying a box of shit up the stairs once a year.
Yeah.
But you do it
with fucking gusto.
Yeah.
You can do that. You're holding something up.
Yeah. I feel like, no, it's handshakes.
Handshakes
it's
are
like
big.
Handshakes,
grip is big.
Handshakes in church.
Shoulders.
You know, where like an old man just crushes you.
Nice thick fucking shoulders and a nice fucking thick back.
They still have strong hands.
Oh,
for some
yeah.
reason.
Oh, yeah.
But the rest of them is trash.
To finger pop you with.
Exactly. But you could still kick
some
their ass.
Nice fat fucking workman's hands working their way around and into your ass.
I remember the first time I came to New York to do stand-up, there was some old guy in a diner afterwards that had been at, like, whatever bar I did an open mic at.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, come here. He goes, let me tell you something. You get older, your hands get bigger, your nose gets bigger, your ears gets bigger, your dick gets smaller.
Is that true?
It's like, okay.
All right, thanks. That's good, man.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
No. No, it's an old man in a diner and fucking...
But
your
the rest
ears
of it
and
is
your nose.
True.
I
your
that
nose
was,
does
I think that
get
was in,
bigger.
I think it was in Park Slope.
Mm.
Yeah. Wow, that guy lives in Park Slope?
I mean, this was already 40 years ago. This is back when I was a young man.
It's been kind of a crunchy, hippie place for a while.
So what you want to do, though, and it's important to say this, is go to bluechew.com/cumtown or something. Mm-hmm. And put in the promo code Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
Cumtown or Cumtown 20. It could be either one of those promo codes.
And you'll get a...
We're not sure.
I think Cumtown.
You'll get first order free. Just pay shipping.
Play around with the promo codes until you get
something free.
And then get your roommate to sign up.
And then get
for
everyone
it.
You know to sign up for it.
Because you want your cock to be hard.
Keep getting those free,
if you like
free
sex,
pills.
You'll love
BlueChew.com. The thing is, it's the same active ingredients. We have to point this out because this isn't some gas station fucking...
No,
it's not.
It's the same.
It's not the Chinese goat weed stuff.
Nope.
No.
It's real drugs made by English geniuses.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's made in England.
See,
it's
you
made
get
in,
the
it's
same
actually
ingredient.
Made in the U.S.
Oh, no,
U.S.,
that's right.
You fucking...
It's one of the jobs that Trump brought back.
Yeah,
that's right. It's the same shit as Cialis, same thing as Viagra, but without paying those fucking premiums. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to go to a doctor and say, doctor, my dick don't work.
Yeah, see Alice. I'd like Alice to see my penis.
That's so fucking true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Viagra. I'd like to vi my Agra. I'd like to ag my vibe,
mm-hmm.
bro.
Yeah. Yep. I'd like
yes,
to
sir.
Ag.
I'd like to
right
via.
Her,
I'd like to grab. I'd like to grab her pussy via my penis.
Dick. Yep. I'd like to grab her mm-hmm. with my cock. My grab her pussy. With
when
my
you're
cock.
A star, you can rape women. That's he what said
it, that is that's not part said. Of the read. To be clear, that is BlueChew.com does not condone.
It's a quote
that.
From the president.
Donald Trump said that.
From the KK president.
Are we
president.
Supposed to stay silent when he says stuff like that? Or yeah. are we supposed to repeat it? Like,
I'm just saying.
This is a speak 'em up show, yeah. right?
Okay. Let's speak up.
Injustices, what are you doing? I'm on a podcast every week saying defund
We're
the police.
We're using our platform.
Yeah. When history looks back. And this is not a narcissistic thought. Uh-huh. This is a very humble.
Right.
Very, very, you know.
The idea that history ethically, will be thinking
ethically,
about me.
Right. Ethically, pure statement to say that I am going to be on the right side of history.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, people are going to make a statue of me and all the other fat women.
Yep. Historians will say that about you.
Yeah.
That is true. And,
I wonder if there's got to be a guy named Historian.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Latrell Historian.
Yeah. You know there's a guy named Historian.
Yeah.
That restocks the Mellow Yellow at gas station. Yeah. Drives a Mellow Yellow truck.
That would be awesome.
There's probably like a backpack hip-hop guy named Historian.
That's actually my dick's name.
No, it's not.
My dick is named Historian.
No, it's not. Your dick's name is Barbara.
No.
It's got a woman's
It's Mr.
name.
Big.
It's Scrooge McSmall.
No, it's not. Yeah. Take it back. Because that, first of all, that it's one thing to call it small, but to say Scrooge.
Yeah, Scrooge McSmall.
You're invoking this.
And you have three tiny balls. That's why you're always like, yeah, I got two big nuts. Ha-ha.
No, I
but
don't
really,
have
it's
three
small
balls.
Ones.
I do not. Yeah.
People say
Huey,
that.
Dewey, and Louie or whatever.
No.
Huey, Louie and the Newsies.
And they're all the nephews.
Yeah.
My balls are two and they're big and right and bigger than average. And my dick, though small, is not a Scrooge. Mm-hmm. In fact, call my dick Generous McSmall. That's a nice compromise we can all agree on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can my dick's name please be Generous McSmall?
No,
there's got to be a guy named There's got to be a guy named Historian Generous.
Historian Generous is yeah. good. That is good, but my dick's name is
He's
Generous.
He's got a little pencil mustache.
Generous Mc, almost average.
Shows up at the gym once a week, benches 405
yes,
nine
dude.
Times.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then just yells, stay in school, and then leaves, and then goes back to his job.
In work boots, yeah. completely clothed.
Yeah. I told you I saw a guy at the gym, like two guys at the gym, but one of them just a wife beater, Dickies, and Tim's, and then he brought a boombox in.
Big respect.
It's like... Just recreating jail.
Yes,
like, this is awesome.
He's about to rape the fucking guy that does that freshens up the towels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you hold his pocket between sets?
No, Adam, I'm not you.
Got him.
No.
No.
Yeah. No.
From
Adam's
the clock,
gay.
From the clock tower.
Adam's
no,
gay.
Come on.
Adam's Nick. Gay. Well, you set
can't
him up,
just
dude.
Say that when you, I came up with a burn.
You
for
set
you.
Him up, but he fucking judo flipped you, yeah. dude.
Damn, you're so good at
you
that.
You got you left yourself
Sniper
open.
Sniper 3, starring Tom Berenger as me.
That's right. That's right.
I rewatched Top Gun the other night.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's bad, right?
Excuse me.
Is it good?
Excuse
I haven't
me?
Seen it in like 20 years.
Excuse
20
me.
20 years you saw when you were 10?
Is that my did you just.
Or I'm sorry, 17.
Excuse the words.
I saw when I was 28 years old.
Excuse me.
Yeah, sorry. Adam, someone's trying to get your attention.
Did
yeah.
you just. What did
Mr.
you say?
Mr. De Niro?
No. Is that? No, I don't
it's
know.
It's not even close.
Doing the face. He's doing the frown.
No, I'm doing.
It's an
he's
audio.
Doing the frown.
He's doing the.
It's an audio medium,
yeah,
Adam.
But look at
what
his
about
face.
Our
he's
fucking
this,
listeners?
He's doing not, the squint in the frown. This,
it's this not. Yes, that's a De Niro.
This is
De Niro.
De Niro with Stephen.
You do it like this.
He talks like this.
He's doing face. Something different. No.
Robert De Niro is a completely different guy. He's not.
Do the guy you were doing before?
I no, it was
similar.
It's
no
it's he's
not,
just
okay,
squinting, but
I know
his
they
mouth
can't see the face.
But his mouth is not going as
I
low.
Know, it was a different.
He isn't dropping his
voice.
Jaw.
I rewatched Men of Honor also.
No, the diving movie,
which everybody mocks Robert De Niro's southern accent in Cape Fear,
uh-huh.
but his southern accent in Men of Honor is so much better.
Damn.
Yeah.
You think you're as good as me, boy? You will never be as good as me.
Wait, they dive?
Cuba Gooding Jr. is yeah. Fighting to become the first black diver.
Navy salvage diver.
Yeah. Mm. And he's in one of those like 400 pound diving.
I saw that movie when I was like fucking 13. I was like, this is the best movie.
I thought it was good. I thought it was good.
That's what I thought about Boondock Saints. I was like, damn, that's as good as The Godfather.
The
when I was 11, I was like, hell yeah. Dude.
You thought, yeah. It's
I was like, Boondock Saints. I was like, Godfather 1A, Boondock Saints 1B. Mm-hmm.
How about the Poonget Saints?
Yes.
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 That's us, dude.
We have to get some pussy, Eric.
My lord, my thee. Pussy, we must taste.
We need the Father, the Spirit, and the Holy Penis.
The Spirit and my pussy.
And the holy shit. Fuck my ass.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get some pussy.
I can't wait. We're going to beat up that fat bitch and fuck her pussy.
God, there's another assassin who's the shittiest comedian that Europe has ever produced.
That was funny.
And he's our daddy.
Wait, who was it?
And he's in a cage.
It's Billy.
Billy Donnelly?
Yeah, Billy Donnelly. Yeah.
I remember, what's his name?
He would just do shit like, can you believe it?
Willem Dafoe's in
I saw
too.
A woman's fanny.
Yeah, that was most of his stand-up. I went into the bathroom and there's a lady and she's pissing out of her pussy. And I said, bitch. What time is it? Is it pussy bitch o'clock?
Is that Van Damme? That's good.
Yeah.
No, that's a good bit. That's so much better than anything he's ever done.
Europe's best comedian.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I love that. It's like, I'm so glad that nobody talks about UK comedy anymore.
Oh, it's very bad.
It was always bad. They were just snobs.
That's not true.
Americans, you know.
Their stand-up sucks.
You realize we don't have a president, don't you? We don't have a queen, but we don't have a president. And last time I checked, you don't either. It's fucking bullshit, dude.
They're like,
Bill Hicks found success over there. It's like, yeah, because it's just an American guy being like, we're stupid. Not that Bill Hicks was unfunny.
Yeah.
But British people just want to feel like they're fucking smart for consuming the shittiest form of entertainment in the entire world.
Yeah, but their shows are good. Their stand-up sucks.
What shows?
Yeah, any show would be good if you only did 3 episodes of it. Imagine if Seinfeld was 10 episodes.
How good it would be.
All the Alan Partridge stuff, Brass Eye. Peep Show is my
favorite. Brass Eye, there's fucking, what, 5 episodes of it?
Peep Show is really good.
My favorite sitcom ever. It's so funny.
No, that's not true. I looked at your computer.
No, shut up.
Your favorite sitcom.
Polly Pocket and the Pound Puppies.
The guys that fuck
go to the
each
Care
other.
Bear. Yeah.
It's funny.
Adam's favorite show is Jim. It's outrageous.
Adam watches 22 minutes of gay porn every Thursday at 8.
It's funny. It's must-see TV. It's on ABC's
Joey
must-see
and
TV.
Chandler's spinoff.
The two guys that have sex.
Coming up, they finally fuck. They finally fuck.
Bum, bum,
they're
bum, bum,
fucking.
Bum, bum, bum.
They're finally having sex with each other. It's Joey and Chandler.
I remember when
I was
a kid.
Just fucking Chandler bent over that fountain.
Yes.
Central Park.
I thought they'd do it on the Lazy Boys.
So no one told you Joey and Chandler are fucking gay. Well, joke's on you, they're not. But now they're being paid to fuck. That's the premise of the show.
The whole show is that they're gay.
They're trying to get $1 million, and someone told them they'd give $1 million. It's the movie Indecent Proposal, but every single episode, and they're always getting fleeced. But this time it's different. I'm pretty sure this guy's a millionaire. Just every single episode, Joey's like, Chandler, I know you're not going to believe me, but I met a guy on the train. Joey. If he says that he wants to watch us have sex for $1 million, don't forget that this has happened 700 times. This time it's different. He's going to pay in Bitcoin. Then Chandler's like, that is different. Let's do it.
Let's fucking do it, Joe.
Let's have sex.
And then you see Matt LeBlanc's penis. Yeah. But it's a, get this, it's a prosthetic ass.
It's, yeah.
So they tape an ass on top of Chandler's ass.
Mm-hmm.
But he can feel the very tip of Joey's cock on his actual ass.
Oh, I thought
ass.
You meant Joey's ass was a prosthetic, or Joey's dick was an
no,
ass.
No, Joey's dick is real, his real dick. But Chandler's ass is prosthetic. But if Joey gets really deep, he can kind of, he feels his dickhead almost getting into his ass. So that way you fucking maintain some of the verisimilitude of gay sex.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a really interesting kind of take
I
on
the
whole
I hate when
thing.
They don't have verisimilitude of gay sex.
I need, in my art, yeah. There better be verisimilitude
it
of gay sex.
Damn, you know what I want is one of those country cookie ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, those are good, dude.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes, I went to a, I was in a fancy supermarket trying to, I forgot why, but I was trying to find something. They had fancy ice
cream.
You didn't
forget why. You're on a date.
Yeah, I was on a date. Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know why I was in that fancy grocery store. You could have just said you were there.
I forgot why.
But because you added that, what do you mean you do forget why you were in the grocery store?
You went
to buy food.
I was getting food.
What the fuck do you mean I forget why I was in the grocery store?
I'd never been in that one.
Well,
I forgot why I walked in.
Because you were on a date.
I was on a date
with a guy.
With a guy. Yeah.
You let it slip, dude.
You were on a date. Yeah.
I didn't let anything
check
slip.
Fucking mate.
I didn't let it slip.
You let it slip.
I didn't say
slip,
that. Bro.
You slip.
You let
it slip. Freud.
You
let it slip.
You let it slip.
Bro, I was here the whole time.
You deduced that.
You were kind of giving us fucking subconscious clues.
You're like, I was in a grocery store. I mean, maybe I wasn't. I don't even remember.
I forget. It's not.
I was. Never mind. I wasn't there, actually.
Whatever.
I changed my mind. The story took place somewhere else.
So where were you in Marcus? They had an assortment of different fancy ice cream sandwiches, different ice cream and cookie combinations, and it was very
that's awesome.
Incredible.
That's awesome.
We're not talking about you. We're talking about me wanting an ice cream sandwich.
I was just saying, like,
yeah, dude, what the fuck?
Excuse, if we could just for
okay,
one second,
let Nick
sorry.
Finish.
Think about who's going to be on the right side of history.
Let's let Nick finish, and then you. Can
I'm
talk.
Sorry, dude. It just reminded
now,
me.
If I may
of
finish,
that date that I was.
If
on,
I may finish,
okay, continue.
Yeah. I would like an ice cream sandwich.
Okay. Well, we can go to this fancy supermarket.
I'm not finished.
Okay.
I would like an ice cream sandwich, very much. Now I'm finished.
I would like to go.
Now you can tell a different story about your life and not copy mine.
I would
so
like
what
to,
flavors do they have?
Don't ask him about
they
the flavors.
Like,
ask
know.
Me about what I want.
Well, I know what you want. You
don't,
told me.
But I could specify.
Okay, what kind of fucking ice cream do you
the
want?
The Bluebell. Bluebell Country Cookie. Yeah, Bluebell Country Cookie.
That's good, man. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. A little south of the border, Choco Taco action.
Now we're talking. Ooh. Adam. What kind of flavors did they have?
They had like an oatmeal raisin cookie with like
that's
a,
what you start with.
No, but that was like one of. But it was like you, it wasn't the typical.
I'm sorry,
ice cream.
Nick. I'm sorry, dude. Yeah.
All right, sorry.
I really fucked up.
You I'm did. Sorry.
He started with oatmeal raisin.
Oatmeal raisin is good as like you know what? I haven't had a shitty cookie in a while.
No,
you say that third or fourth. You say that third or fourth.
Yeah, it's not.
You
believed.
Open up with the
it's
fucking good
believed.
Ones, motherfucker.
They had two chocolate cookies with a peanut butter ice cream
okay,
in the middle.
Okay, now we're talking. That's what I wanted to hear about.
MyBookie.ag. Yes. And we're back to the show.
And then we're back to the show.
And we're back.
So, if you want to bet on which one of your friends knows what a good fucking flavor of ice
I'm
cream
sorry,
is.
Sorry, bro. I fucked
you can
up.
Go to mybookie.ag.
Mypenis.penis.
You can go to mypenis.penis.
Mypenis.ass.
You can bet on every game and how and a lot of other stuff as
you
well.
You can suck my ass.
And it's a new season.
Antonio Ass Suck is on
Antonio
the
is actually Brown on is the on, Buccaneers now.
He just got signed. Satchel Paige is on the
Odell Beckham blew out his
Negro
fucking ACL.
Leagues. Yeah, that's sad.
Whoa, watch it.
Watch what?
He said the N-word.
Did he?
I said the name of the leagues that Satchel Paige was in.
No, I don't think so.
No. That was the name of it.
But what was the context of you just
awesome.
Dropping?
It was like a weird Freudian slip.
That was fucking. That was so good.
It really was.
It was
because awesome.
It was like egregious.
It never happened.
It was really awesome.
It was so fucking inexcusable.
Oh my God, it never
can you imagine
happened.
If that happened at a live show?
It would have been the
I
best.
You would have been able to hear a pin drop.
No.
No, because I would have been losing my shit.
Yeah.
It would have been silent except for me cackling loud as fuck.
I wouldn't have been able to process what happened.
I've never said anything of the sort.
Anyway, mybookie.ag.
Mybookie.ag is one of these cool-ass websites that ends in .ag.
Which is a mark of a cool website that does everything above motherfucking
board. It's a very highly sought after URL.
You got to have an offshore company in Switzerland to even have a .ag.
It's got an offshore that has an offshore. Yeah. It's multiple levels.
And the good news is they're basically, I don't even know how this website's fucking still afloat. Because every time you bet, you're going to win money.
Play, bet, win.
Play, bet, win.
When you sign up,
get paid.
When you sign up, you get a bonus.
As my listeners know, I would never recommend a service that hasn't done me right. That hasn't done right by me.
Oh, all of us love this website.
We love it.
And furthermore, have heard really good things about it.
I love the layout, the fonts.
I've bet and I've won over $17,000.
Mm-hmm. I've definitely even been to the website.
Ever. I've clicked on it.
I've looked at
either
it.
Either on a phone or a laptop. Even when there's a hyperlink in my email.
If there's one thing that's true, I've definitely at least visited the website once.
I think
I have not actually visited the website. I've never looked at the website once in my life.
Yeah, but it's good, and
you can bet on how many fantasy points
there's
people
prop
have.
Bets.
There are prop bets. There's live
super spreaders.
In-game super spreader
there's
events.
In-game wagering.
Squares and deals.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to play the squares, Bruce Valanche. What do you got up there? Oh, it's a boy's ass. I'm eating a boy's ass.
Bruce Valanche seems like he would suck someone's dick. Not
he looks
their
a
ass.
Lot like Michael Moore.
Mm-hmm.
He's just Wario.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what the fuck did he do, anyways?
I don't know.
He wrote jokes for award shows.
No, I think that's was his first job.
I think that's what he's known for.
How the fuck
for.
Did he get fame? That's a good point.
I think that's what he's known for.
He doesn't do stand-up.
He's known for Hollywood Squares and...
What do you mean he's known for writing jokes for award shows?
I think that's...
He's probably just a guy in the room, and then people are like, it's so funny how stupid you look and how loud and gay you are.
And, yeah.
But that can't be his only job. He's like, had to write for other stuff.
People are not going to believe how gay you are.
Can you imagine if you would just... Stop. If we had done all this fucking 15 years ago... 20 years ago, you would have ended up just on Hollywood Squares.
That would have been fun. I used to love Hollywood Squares.
Did you?
I honestly did.
I always hated that show.
Because it was on after school. Anyway, go to fucking MyBookie or whatever the fuck.
MyBookie.ag, use promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it's Cumtown, though.
I think, yeah, probably.
If you guys want to look up that copy. We're trying this new thing where we don't look at the copy at all.
Yeah. I think we have it memorized.
Which seems lazy.
But it's not lazy. It keeps us in the moment.
It keeps you in the flow.
Yeah, when I read the copy,
I learned that from
Terrence
Howard.
Yes.
Terrence Howard's like, I never look at the script. I always think about, what if this character had a much bigger dick? And that's why I like acting, is because it lets me pretend like somebody that's got a big dick.
Yeah, dude. That's why I like acting, too.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just beat off and everything's the same, but my dick is 1 inch bigger.
Yeah, I love it when your dick gets bigger when it gets hard.
So mine cool. Specifically?
You
said it to me, dude.
No,
sus alert.
You know, like when your dick gets harder.
Anyway,
I didn't mean your dick.
Anyway,
whatever.
They have prop bets. They have fucking
in-game wagering.
You
can bet on the movie Grandma's Boy.
You can bet on how you can bet on how good Grandma's Boy is.
MyBookie.ag is the only website where you can bet on the movie Grandma's Boy. And that's a guarantee.
The Happy Madison.
God damn,
classic.
I used to love Grandma's Boy.
I still
dude.
Love it.
You know.
That's the funniest thing you've ever said that has been said on this show. I smoke this
week. Was that on the show?
I think you said it. I don't know
when
if it was
I
on the show.
Is it when I smoke.
No. When I smoke this weed, it makes me feel like a grandma's boy.
Fuck, dude.
salute to Al Pacino getting high and saying it's making him feel like a grandma's boy.
I don't know why that's the only way I can picture Al Pacino smoking weed. It's him just looking at a joint and reflecting. And thinking about the movie Grandma's Boy.
When I smoke this weed, it makes me feel like a grandma's boy. Well, that's a funny movie. It's funny, huh?
I can't do Pacino at all.
No, you nailed it, dude.
Yeah.
Anyway, so buybookie.ag, promo code COMEDOWN, COMEDOWN20.
I'm trying to do Cuomo because he's similar.
They get, what do they get? They get some.
You can go to the website.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And put in your information.
You get like some kind of, you get some money for, so you're basically betting for free.
If you up to $1,000,
right,
they match your deposit.
You hear that, motherfuckers?
That's just the
ludicrous.
What are you gonna say? No to free money?
That's fucking ludicrous.
No.
What are you fucking?
So, go mybookie.ag. Fucking, they match your deposit.
Match your deposit.
You get something really nice when you use our.
I think
promo.
They like
lick just the under part of the head of your penis.
Up to $2,000.
No,
get.
Didn't you just say that already?
They take shit on your chest.
You get something. Just fucking go and check it out, motherfuckers.
Another thing to do is go online, find a video of the guy just walking along the rocks near the lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then he stumbles on two Middle Eastern men sucking each other's cock.
Yeah,
that is a
video.
Fucking classic.
I love that video.
That is a fucking
where are they in like Alexandria, Egypt?
They're just somewhere.
There's an ocean.
They're
there.
On the Black Sea, yeah. I guess, or just some fucking place.
Respect.
And the guy's getting his dick sucked with his hands.
Does
on
Does he
his
have
hips.
A really small dick, or is it?
I don't think he's hard.
Or is he not hard? Yeah, that's my question.
I don't remember anything about his cock.
I can't get it out of
what I can't
mind.
Get out of my head is the like music playing.
Yeah.
You guys saw that video, the Philly guy getting
fired?
Which
they should pair that video with the
retarded guy fucking the car.
Fucking the car.
Yeah, those are two special moments.
Because it's also it's an Arab retarded guy.
Yes, it is.
Could I go there and just be there like fucking Justin
their
Bieber?
Shake? Oh no,
maybe.
Just mumbling.
Yeah,
right. That's what their music sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds good.
I'm just gonna start making those YouTube videos for Bodega Guys.
Yes,
just my 2-hour YouTube series.
They're always shaking a finger. Yeah, and it's always like an 11-year-old at 4 a.m. that's just watching that. Yeah. What else?
Oh, fuck. Damn, bro.
We just watched Wrongfully
I went to
Accused.
My old bodega.
For old times
in the
sake.
Old neighborhood.
Well, it's the only place that sells loose cigarettes. It's the same neighborhood. It's just the one.
Yeah, the old five blocks away neighborhood.
And I don't know what happened to those guys, but like every single one of them, every guy that works there has gained 100 pounds.
They're fat now?
They're all like, there was one guy that was already kind of fat who is now.
I remember that guy.
Just massive.
The guy who used to work the grill sometimes?
No, he never worked the grill. Maybe he did. I don't know.
I just remember the one skinny guy that would work the front, the main guy.
Yeah, that guy, I never see him anymore.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to him. He's a nice guy. Rocky.
Good guy. I like that guy.
Yeah. It's the other guy. Yeah, it's
they all
the,
got fat.
Yeah, there was the younger one, and now he's like probably I don't know 20 or something, and then he's been replaced by an even younger one.
Nice. Yeah, they don't sell Lucy's around here. You get Lucy's at fucking the one right by me. I don't smoke though. I don't be smoking no Lucy's.
Did you see the video of the Philly guy getting fired on the construction site?
I did, and it was very good, and thank you. A couple good. People sent it to
it.
Me,
what
but it did it? Feel a little staged.
Can someone explain
yeah,
it to
Yeah, I think
me?
It was fake.
It's about the daughter who's a whore.
Yeah.
That's an old video.
I think it was fake, or is it real?
Stripper.
It's fake, but it's fake. It's fake, and B, it's old.
People
and it's fake, it's gay, and first.
It was
We're here
solid.
With live election coverage, which I would like to say, before anyone It's fake, it's gay, and we're first.
And first, by the way.
CNN, first. And also, what we're covering is fake and gay.
Fake.
I love that. The president is just, he goes around. Like, his commenting on the media is how you would comment on YouTube. It's fake. It's gay. Also, I saw it first. I'm the first person.
I knew about it.
Look, who else is still here in 2020?
It's true. He's the only president.
I'm the only man.
Like this comment if you're the first one, if you're still listening to this.
It will be funny to see what the fuck. He's probably just going to start a little TV channel and be on the air all the
time. He's going to win the election and be president for four more years.
If he loses, what do you think he does?
I don't know.
If he loses,
he'll have a TV.
If he loses, I will eat my hat.
Really?
On the show.
All right. Which hat?
Which is, I've always wanted to make. I'm kind of hoping he loses now so that I can be one of the guys that had to eat a hat.
But
not the Irish little newsie.
Yeah, I will. I'll eat the
that's
one that
my
I
hat.
I know. I've said it.
I've already
made the bet.
That is my hat that you borrowed for 4 years.
I'm eating it. I'm going to eat it.
Ugh, you don't eat my hat. I want
well,
that.
Well, then you better vote for the president. You better hope Donald Trump doesn't lose or your hat's getting eaten, pal.
All right.
That's true.
You can go ahead and eat.
Checkmate.
Eat my hat.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I can't wait to eat that hat.
That's not your
I'm
hat.
Glad. This is what you call winning in the cash flow business. This is where you set yourself up for success.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something, folks. You're listening out there. You want to become a winner?
Yes.
You want to become a winner?
You want to win.
You want to win? Or do you want to be a pussy?
You want to be gay.
Do you want to be a pussy? Do you want to be a pussy with a six? Do you want to get ficked? Do you want to get ficked in your ass? Fick me. You want to get ficked in your ass? If you want to get ficked in your ass, what you do is you make a bet. It's a simple bet. It's a bet that if the president loses, you have to eat somebody's cock.
I bet DSI.com.
You never say whose
no,
cock it
man.
Is.
No, man. Mybookie.ag, you fucking idiot.
Fuck.
This asshole.
Oh, God damn it.
This oh, fucking God asshole shouted out a company. Oh.
Fucking idiot.
Hasn't advertised for years.
Yeah, it was better off when you just blurted out the end.
Yeah.
I never did that.
At least that wouldn't have cost us money,
why
Adam.
Make that up?
Yeah. Bet Jizz SI.
Yeah. Is where I wouldn't go. Is
met,
what I was trying
met
to say.
Me and I met. Now people will they'll forget the name.
Smart.
Yeah,
genius.
Mybookie.ag.
You know when I invented sparkling water in 1987?
Is that true?
Yes.
Wow.
I invented it. Me, Michael Douglas.
That's awesome, Mike.
In my ass.
Whoa.
I put regular water in my ass, and I
it came out sparkling.
Came out sparkling.
sprayed it all over the wall at the Oscars.
Yep.
And they were like, "What is this?" And I was like, "It's Topo Chico."
That's how they make Topo Chico.
And that's the story of Topo Chico.
Wow.
That's
wow.
why it's important for you to vote.
So true.
It's for I'm Michael Douglas, and I'm begging you to vote for my boyfriend, Michael Bloomberg. he's doing videos now where he's like, you have to vote for Biden. And it's like, you were the Bloomberg guy.
I thought his dad was the Bloomberg guy.
No, it was him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he won an Academy Award, Michael Douglas.
For Black Rain.
For Wall Street.
For Wall Street, that's right. And Black Rain.
What's Black Rain about?
And for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
You're reading something wrong.
You're reading something wrong.
He wasn't in that.
You dumb.
Mm-hmm.
You stupid.
Nurse, I was wondering if we could put the baseball game on.
Nurse, I'm going to put Danny DeVito in my ass.
So what you want to do, Chief? You want to put the ball in my ass? Go ahead, do it. You want to make love, Chief? Go ahead, strap me down to a bed. Let's make love.
Hey, leave him alone, will you?
Nurse, I was thinking maybe me and you could make love. Not now, Murphy. Not now, McMurphy.
So he's in jail for fucking a child?
In the movie, yes.
And then the way he gets out of it is by pretending he's retarded?
When you get that 15-year-old beaver up in your face.
What a fucking... What a wild-ass character.
Yeah. God damn, boy, you're almost as big as I ever saw. What are you, like a Chinese or something?
You some kind of turbo Chinese?
Yeah.
He can't hear you. He's deaf.
I got something you can hear. It's my ass. It's the sound of my ass.
You guys remember when Michael
Jackson... The sound of my cheeks getting clapped.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
When Michael Jackson played that big guy in the mental asylum on The Simpsons?
And they deleted that episode from Hulu.
Why? Because he fucked kids?
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man.
Because Woke Inc.
But Matt Groening...
I'm sick of the damn PC
Matt
police.
Groening is a pedophile. He's on the island.
Doesn't matter. None of this is about principles or what's right or wrong.
Fuck, dude.
It's about keeping your nose clean and inventing Quibi instead of coming up with new good TV shows.
R.I.P. Quibi.
Every time I see the amount of money
they lost, it just
makes me smile.
Wasn't it a couple billy?
Yeah. Jeffrey Katzenberg's dumbass.
That's what you tell him. Go off.
Yes, Jeff. Adam, you didn't listen to me when I saw you at the meeting for Jews.
From one guy with a hysterically Jewish name to another, Adam Friedland says, fuck Jeffrey Katzenberg.
My last name is not Jewish.
They want to kiss.
Friedland isn't Jewish?
No, it's a town in Austria.
They want to kiss each other.
Back me up here. That's a Jewish ass name.
No, it was changed in when we immigrated.
Shut the fuck up.
Whatever you say.
We're Landau, I think is our real last name.
Whatever you say.
Oh, so you're like Michael Corleone?
Yeah.
Psych. But gay.
When they went from Lithuania to Cape Town, I think it became Friedland. But it's Landau.
Well, they're both Jewish names, man.
No, Friedland. There's a Rue Friedland in Paris.
I don't
It's
care.
One of Napoleon's great victories.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it was a place called Friedland.
No, he lost there.
No, he won.
Nope. I just checked.
The Stavros is actually a Chinese name.
It's a gay guy.
No, it isn't.
It's a name for a gay guy.
Bruce Valanche is a 6-time from two. Oh, he was the head writer for the Oscars.
Okay, that's what I said.
No, you said he was a writer.
Well, I think for a while. I mean, he probably worked his way up.
Shut up.
God.
Valanche's career in the entertainment industry began with writing features for the Chicago Tribune.
I hate Los Angeles.
Just
imagine that. It sounds like a nice life, but just being some guy that lives in Los Angeles and like writes for the Oscars.
He became friends with Bette Midler, and he wrote comedy material for Midler's Broadway show Clams on the Half Shell.
That's
co wrote Divine Madness for her. Valanche was a co writer for the Donnie and Marie show. 1978's negatively received Star Wars holiday.
Have you ever
special,
seen that? It's very funny.
And the short-lived Brady Bunch Variety Hour. He went on to write jokes for Lily Tomlin, Billy Crystal, Roseanne Barr, Rosie O'Donnell, Paul Reiser, Elizabeth Taylor, Steven Tyler of Aerosmith, and Robin Williams.
It's pretty good.
Ooh, I'm fat and I love sucking cock.
I'm gay.
And I'm fat. Ooh, I have the same hair as a dog. Yeah. Great jokes, Bruce. These are going over real well. The jokes are killing night after night, Bruce. You've done it again.
Great.
Ooh, there's just a little something for me.
Yeah. Interesting. I'd like to hear one joke he ever wrote.
I'm sure they're good. Is he funny on Squares?
No.
Mm-hmm.
He's just very good.
He was not very funny, if I recall correctly.
People would go crazy for him, though, in the studio audience.
They would go gaga. They would go ape shit for him. The way I'm hoping you're going to go gaga and ape shit for me at Magoobie's Joke House this weekend, Halloween weekend, I'm back there. Back where it all started.
They're
2011,
doing,
Magoobies, new comedian of the year. I come back triumphantly 9 years later.
Stavros is doing a let's see how much candy I can eat on stage challenge.
We're going to do that challenge. All the proceeds go to charity. Mm. And then I also...
Charity's a stripper.
Whoa!
Classic closer.
Classic. Yeah.
The one time I worked Magoobies.
Yes.
God damn, that week sucked.
That was hysterical stuff.
The audiences were fine, but I mean, good Lord.
Another version of that I hear a lot is United Negro College Fund, and somebody will be like, well, I got, if it's a black guy, he'll be like, well, I got a son, he got to go to college. I've heard that one. All proceeds
that's
go
pretty good.
It's better than charity.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm also going to go to fucking Mohegan Sun November 20th and 21st, and then I'm also going to go to fucking Bananas in Hasbrook Heights, and maybe, I think, even Atlantic City. So anyway, go to stabby.biz.
You're going to
tour.
AC?
AC on a Thursday.
We should go. We should go with
come?
You. Yeah.
If any of you would like to buy me a big industrial space or a garage in Gowanus, I would really appreciate
what
it.
What about Red Hook?
That's too expensive, dude. Don't be greedy.
Well, is it more expensive?
Is it more expensive than Gowanus?
Slightly. Very slightly.
We'd be closer to the DeFonte sandwiches.
Yeah, well, that's you're just thinking about you. You want to go to your little...
I'm thinking about
you're
us.
Thinking about Red Hook because...
I'm thinking about us.
You want to go to a place, like an apothecary, to buy knitting equipment.
That's true.
I want to go to
thinking about Gowanus. Next to a place that sells rusted bath fixtures.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that business? In Gowanus, it's just like underneath the bridge.
No, I haven't.
It's like underneath the BQE, and
there's
it's just,
a lot of shitty. There's a shitty
just
bike
fucking,
shop.
It's just like a fenced off area of like just toilets.
Yeah,
that are just left out
just
the rot.
Outside.
And then it's like all these signs that are like monitored by camera.
Yeah,
no, keep your fucking mitts off my goddamn toilets.
Yeah,
there's I found a Twitter account for Bruce Valanche that hasn't been active since 2011.
Hit us with one of his fucking tweets, dude.
He said, when I was 10 years old, I molested my coach.
And that was his last tweet?
Oh, I mean, he has a couple other ones.
Bruce Valanche just getting drunk, remembering being molested.
No, he molested
being like,
the coach.
That's the joke.
Mm-hmm.
It's also his last tweet. And then what we're doing is imagining Bruce Valanche.
Yeah, I know.
And
I
his
know.
Mental
I
statement
get it,
writing.
I get it.
And we're doing that without
yes,
the interruption of.
No, but he said that.
Yeah, I know.
But what he said is.
You're right.
Hit us with another one, Adam.
Wondering how I got overlooked for the Victoria's Secret fashion show again.
Jesus Christ. Hell yeah, Bruce. My man became a millionaire doing shit like that.
Anything goes this afternoon wearing all my ancient swag from Reno Sweeney. Oh, that doesn't sound.
One more.
He's not really tweeting jokes.
Go to cum.town to buy me a garage in Gowanus.
Yes, go there, kastabi.biz, adam.littlepenis.gay. Mm-hmm.
.ag.
It would truly make me happy. Look, let's be honest, I'm never going to have a family.
Right.
You know, but I can at least have a garage.
Yes, sir.
To pursue
nice.
My hobbies.
We have a place we can visit you at the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't. I mean, I know you wouldn't.
I
wouldn't
you
expect
your
you
garage.
To. No, you
yes, I would.
Of course not.
Why not?
Because the show's ruined our friendship.
No, but if I was in the neighborhood, I'd stop by the garage.
We used to be friends before the show, and then we did this.
Well,
and you'd say things like, but the tweet says, and then you just have to...
Mm-hmm. I know.
Which it's not even about derailing the joke.
We had a nice day
together.
Your
derailing nature, which is anti-train.
I know.
Linear.
But we're going on a trip next week, probably.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
What? They're
gonna
not
find
allowed
out.
To find
out.
Okay.
Shut
We
up.
Might go on a trip.
No, we're not.
We're not going on a trip.
Shut up.
Okay. So
see you little fuckers.
Have a nice life.
Let's go Biden.
Let's go Trump.